Dr. Kennedy Ongwe, Chief of Health at the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, says the priority now is the arrival of the AstraZeneca vaccine due to arrive on Tuesday.
From 1st of September, we expect to fast-track the vaccine delivery to all the locations. I believe over 90 locations, about 91 locations, which were involved in phase one. Same locations will be used because we are targeting the vaccine to provide second dose. All the deliveries will be done by air because we don't have much time.
Dr. Ongwe says health officials plan to distribute the vaccine quickly this week to ensure the doses are administered before they expire at the end of September. He says a number of challenges, including flooding, may hinder the delivery of the vaccine on schedule.
Some of the airstrip cannot be landed, but what we have done is to sit with the United Nations Humanitarian Air Service, the HONHAS, which is operated by World Food Program, which goes to many locations in South Sudan, and we looked at the 25 locations, a total of 25 locations where the vaccine needs to be dropped, and from those locations, of course, the vaccine will be moved by road.
Dr. Emmanuel Moju, the acting director of health education at the health ministry, says health workers will target teachers and young men and women and other groups at the grassroots level.
We also targeted the drivers union, who are actually always facilitating movements of the communities to and fro their places of work. We have also targeted women because we realized that in the last vaccination that had passed, there was very low uptake of the vaccine. And we are believing that this time, in fact, women should be on lead. We have allocated deliberately 24 sessions for the women to ensure that they are fully aware on what they should do and the benefit of the vaccination.
Dr. John Rumono, Director General of Preventive Health Services and the Acting COVID-19 Incident Manager at the Health Ministry, says China has also promised to donate tens of thousands of doses of COVID-19 vaccine.
We are working closely with the Foreign Ministry to realize this donation of 100,000 doses of Sinopharm from China. Besides the AstraZeneca, which is arriving on 31st, we also have another vaccine in the pipeline. That's J&J, 151,000 doses donated from U.S. By USA through COVAX.
Dr. Sacha Bootsma, the incident manager for COVID-19 at the World Health Organization, says the Johnson & Johnson and Sinopharm vaccines are safe.
Both those vaccines have been validated by WHO through the very stringent certification process that we have at the global level. So and WHO recommends both those vaccines, Johnson & Johnson and Sinopharm, as very effective and safe vaccines.
Dr. Bootsma says people who took their first dose 14 weeks ago should not worry because the time that has elapsed does not affect the efficacy and safety of the vaccine.
In other countries, what we are seeing, people are receiving a third dose. So this is what we call the booster dose. So even though the period has surpassed the recommended gap between the first and the second dose, please go get your second dose. It is still extremely protective and effective.
Health Ministry officials say nearly 57,000 doses were administered in South Sudan in phase one of the vaccination campaign between April and August this year. Officials said the vast majority of people who took their first doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine have yet to take their second dose due to a shortage of vaccines. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.